Now, first and foremost, greetings, welcome, good morning. And this is your brand conversation discussion here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And you're here with me, Dwight, on this lovely Tuesday. I didn't know it was going to be a lovely Tuesday because the house keeps telling me that it's cold outside. Well, unfortunately for me, the sun is out, the weather is slightly moderate and a supposedly very accommodating. But nonetheless, we're here about the brand conversation. Now, as you are listening here to this brand conversation, we're going to take a very interesting discussion point for today's session. And what's that, you're going to ask me? Well, first and foremost, we're going to look at competitive market analysis. Now, competitive market analysis, guys, is, well, how do I put this? It's actually telling you to go and look, observe, and copy. Well, if you can copy or if you can imitate the, you know, the functions that your competitors are doing, but it's about observing your competition. Now, the most important thing is, guys, please do not make it so obvious. Don't make it so obvious. I mean, you can be a small business operator. You can be a, a large corporation. You can, well, technically you can be anyone. In that same large, operation, doesn't matter the size of your operation, but you've got to look at the instance of always knowing what your competition is doing or what they're about to do. Now, in competitive market analysis tells us and informs you in terms of, firstly, who are your competition? Who are the competitors? That can be direct competition, people that do the same thing as you or sell the same thing as you. And also you can have indirect competition. Now, indirect competition, guys, can be alternative products, substitute products, other forms of products that can be used in a similar way in terms of what your services and product also aim to do. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, first and foremost, let's, for example, say you are a farmer and you need to sell a specific quantity of livestock to the various meat processors in the country. But the meat processors are dependent upon local consumption and also exporting internationally. Now, let's say, for example, they were more reliant on the international markets because, like, for in Namibia's example of we having too few, the rate of consumption is too small because there's only 2.5 million people, plus minus. And in that same vein, if the major exporting markets decides to adopt a more, well, I can't say environmentally friendly, I can only say a more sustainable route, meaning using other substitute forms of protein or other substitute proteins to substitute beef imports or meat imports. In that same space, that is what an alternative competition or competitor looks like. Because in no way can Namibia, be in control of market dynamics in an export market. In no way. There's no way. Yesterday, we had the discussions about the supply chain and channel management, that and Friday, in order for you just to get, the know-hows and identify various activities and settings. But now we're taking a look at competitive market analysis, because competitive market analysis, guys, is so important because you've got to know what you're going to do. You've got to know what you're going to do. Besides knowing what you are going to do, because your mission and your vision statement would obviously dictate those directions. Apart from that, also, you would have already done your little basic marketing analysis. Now, you're going to ask me, what's competitive analysis or what's competitive market analysis? Now, I'm going to share with you in today's session what it is and how you can do it. Even if you are a consultant, even if you're a freelancer, even if you are someone that has a one-man, one-woman show. Because it's all about you getting to know how to best operate and navigate in the market space that you occupy. Now, it's very important, guys, because your brand has to know what are the current trends taking place. Now, if you're not sure about ever having done any sort of analysis, meaning you ever considering or seeing or going out to do a little bit of some field research in order to see what's happening out there in the market, what's happening there out there in terms of who might be competition, who isn't, is that you have to do sort of like a quick assessment. You've got to do a quick assessment. Well, that's one of the first steps always. Doing a quick assessment. Seeing what the other guys are doing. Don't fixate on them. Just be aware of what they're doing. Now, you can usually do this by either going to a website, or meaning if you're a company, going to another company's website to see if they're your competitor, seeing what they offer. And also, looking at their social media presences. So if you are a one-man, one-woman show, have a look at people that do the same thing as you in terms of the products and services that they sell. Observe. Collect your notes. Do a little bit of an assessment. Do a little bit of a SWOT analysis. See where they feature. Now, this, guys, if you're not doing like these basic things, you can be missing out on important market intelligence taking place within a market. You will most likely lose out on that market intelligence. Now, just to give an example, if you guys ever wondered how all these big retailers always are in tune or in line with Black Friday sales, especially Black Friday sales. You don't have to worry about Mother's Day, Father's Day. No, not that stuff. Just look at Black Friday and Christmas specials. Or even just the theme of Christmas itself. With Black Friday, they've now started at the beginning of the month of November. Remember that Black Friday is almost at the end of the month. They would begin at the beginning of the month of November to signal to you, to let you know there will be some price shocks, that this whole month of November, for example, is sort of like a themed month, a special month. That's how they would sell it to you. That's how they would pitch it to you. Now, if you are competing in the same space, the notion is you would be observing the same communication. You would be observing the same messaging. You would be observing the same activities and the same similar specials going about. The next one would be Christmas. In most cases, they would dress up the entire shop. If you guys have ever walked into, on the 1st of December, into one of the big retailers in the country, the Christmas trimmings are already hanging there. Now, if you are working, or you have your own retailer, you have your own, you know, setup, you would also be doing the same thing by signaling to your customers and your clientele, hey, listen, guys, we're in the month of December. It's Christmas month. But you and I know that Christmas is only on one day. Now, that's how marketing, or that's how market intelligence or competitive analysis always takes a look at the various marketing activities taking place. We are not on corporate espionage. We're not bordering on corporate espionage. No. Corporate espionage is something else. Corporate espionage is a highly unethical activity. A highly unethical one. It's not criminal. It's just unethical. Now, as we get into that discussion with regards to taking a look at competitive analysis, we've got to look at what it is. Now, a competitive analysis can help you learn the ins and the outs of how your competition works. And it can also identify potential opportunities where you can outrun them or outperform them. Because ultimately, you would like to be at the forefront of something. You would like to be the starter of a trend, the accelerator to an entire sort of like sales or revenue drive, it's important that you know this, guys, because in some cases you see a lot of similar stores, similar organizations doing the same thing. Doing the same thing. Because if you start doing the similar thing that your competitor had been doing, that means you are following. And that the competitor is the leader in the market. I.e., for example, they began a trend. They began a discussion point. They brought in a specific product. They did something. And if you are catching on and trying to do something similar or doing the same thing, that just points to you following the leader. You guys remember that thing? Follow the leader, that little game. That game that we sometimes used to play as a child. Follow the leader. Now, yes, you do get companies that love copycatting. We have to be honest, guys. You get a lot of companies that do that. And the copycat strategy always works for them. What does not work is the guy that is always bringing in the new ideas, the creativity. Because the moment you do something new, just 2 weeks later, everyone is doing what you're doing. Just 2 weeks later, or just a month later, everyone is doing the same thing that you're doing. And then that means that all your efforts had been watered down. Now, it still means that people are taking a look at you. They're watching you, meaning you are part of their competitive or competition analysis. Because you are being observed. But you're not doing the same what they're doing. Observing in terms of why are they copycatting you. In terms of understanding what is the scale of their operation. Now, when we say identifying potential opportunities in terms of doing a competitive analysis, this forms mostly part of a SWOT analysis that you also ever do. Now, take your SWOT analysis as forming part of the competitive analysis discussion. I know, guys, I sound very strategic in the sense, but you've got to think strategic as well. Strategy is what helps us all to formulate the tactics that we need to enforce on the ground. Yes, I know, guys. It sounds almost like I am in a rugby match or in a football match. But no, not even then. Well, we can always use the aspect of even a sports team to always signal to you where competition or competitive analysis goes or happens or occurs. And also what the strengths and weaknesses always happen. Well, starting off with, let me use that example. If you guys have to look at now, from today, heading into August, which is considered to be the FIFA, summer, they call it the off season, the summer window or the resting period for a lot of the professional leagues around the world. It's just a handful of countries that don't follow this template because FIFA wants them to follow the August to May cycle. Some countries cannot do so, for especially the Scandinavian, the Russian, who else is there? The Russian, a handful of other countries in the world because of the size of their leagues and plus also because of the natural climate that they suffer from. So they all stay in a specific window and they end pretty early. However, everyone else forms part of the conventional FIFA window. Now in this period, guys, is where the professional football clubs in the world conduct their competitive analysis. Their competitive analysis is always an ongoing thing because they compete from 1 week into another. So every week they've got to adjust their strategies. Every week they've got to adjust their tactics. For those of you who might be thinking that, yeah, it's football, it's just entertainment. Not entirely so, because remember, if it's professional. Gusa e tokoro lyo hunga. Lipopera nya moge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro lye yowamba zuma okoko, dimo gwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantantatu zime, ntatu e utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingurako Facebook kwa VMMC Namibia. Now coming back, guys, and a pretty quick break right there. We, where we left off was when professional sports teams or even football teams do their competitive analysis? Remember, their competitive analysis is an ongoing exercise. It happens week in, week out, month in, month out. Whereas if you were in a conventional corporate or sort of like a conventional market sense in terms of your business operates month to month to month because you've broken down your targets in terms of revenue and income month to month to month because there is salaries to pay, there are overheads to pay, there are utilities to pay. So you understand that the two scenarios, the two anecdotes don't actually meet up, but they actually do. It's just that the one is a lot more fast-paced than the other, and that the other usually works in terms of the scenario of providing a product to a market where the market, which is where the buyer is, where the buyer then comes in and buys. The buyer doesn't like it, the buyer goes to competition or to an alternative. Now in football or in professional sports, this scenario in terms of their competitive analysis takes place every week. So every week they need to strategize, re-strategize, re-energize, rest, strategize again, and then try to execute the tactics on the game day. You see it every day, every week. Most importantly is the press conferences that the club managers have to have. The various top names, from Pizzo Mosimane to Jose Mourinho to you name it. Those guys have to, technically, they don't want to give away their strategy and their tactics, but they are forced. I say forced because of the standards of their professional leagues where they need to have press conferences. They are forced to have a press conference and talk about the pre and the post, meaning before the match. So that would be like the 2 days or day before the match. And then the post, which would be immediately after the match. Just answering questions in terms of what went wrong and so on. That's where their competitive analysis takes place on a daily basis, almost on a weekly basis. Now, take away press conferences for the normal functioning private market of something wherein you've got operators operating in. There is no time to have press conferences because that just doesn't have that significance level. However, when you've got to do your competitive analysis, it enables you to stay abreast, to stay atop, to stay informed, to be able to know about the latest industry trends, and to also ensure how your product is consistently meeting and exceeding industry standards. Don't worry about the industry standards discussion because standards can sometimes be something based upon a regulator's framework. For example, in our country, you'd have the NSI, the Namibia Standards Institute. That is something else. Don't worry about that part. However, if you've got to look at standards and this is not outside of the scope of the NSI, you're looking at the type of product it is. You're looking at how often this product gets bought or sold or is how widely distributed. If you were a milk producer, you know, someone with a dairy farm, you can anticipate that this person will try to reach almost either national or in some form at least regional distribution. But if you're someone who's a fat cake vendor or a kapana vendor or a braaivleis stand vendor or you are selling, you are doing the order with me situation, right? That just means your operation is big enough for you. Your operation is big enough for you. Now, here's the other thing. You know there are 7 or 8 or 10 or 100 other fat cake vendors next to you in Windhoek. Or even wherever you find yourself. You know that there are most probably 100 order with me vendors somewhere. Because you get people that are grade 12s. I don't know why they're not, you know, concentrating on their matric or on their school. But they are grade 12s or they are first year students on university. either Unam or Nast or IUM doing the order with me situation, then, or they might be, you know, people with 8 to 5 salaries doing the order with me situation, in terms of where you're also wondering, are you really paying attention to your work? Or is, you know, do you really have this much time on your hands? And in that same scenario, you sometimes see where a lot of these Namibians are not doing competitive analysis. You've got to know who are your competitors. Because if you know who your competitors are, you will be able to know what they sell. And then you see what you can sell that's different from what they are selling. Guys, remember, if you sell the same white t-shirt that your competitor is selling on the order with me scenario, that's not being competitive. That just means you're just branching out. You've just branched out. You've just decided to, you know, be an extension. Not of your competitor's operation, of the supplier. The supplier. You're just an extension, a further extension of the supplier. Now, that's not always a benefit. That's not. Now, when we take a look at a few of the benefits that you can derive when you do conduct a competitive analysis, is first and foremost, it helps you to identify your product's unique value proposition. Guys, value proposition is important. Value proposition to a customer. What's the value they can generate? What's the value they can derive? If you're selling a shoe, now what's the value from the shoe in the shop that, you know, from the shop that has a physical distribution point? What's the value you are selling? Is this at a better price? Or is it a never been heard of sort of like haute couture brand? Is it the latest fashion trend? Because Namibia is like a season behind in the rest of the world because we are pegged with South Africa. So South Africa would either try to be in the latest fashion sense or just try to be as late season as possible. So is it that? Is it the latest, you know, hair product coming out of some German lab in Europe? Is it that? Now, the value proposition, guys, is also not always the direct benefit. Meaning, you know, when they use the product aims to satisfy one or other need that the person had. The value proposition is always, is there value in the money that they've spent? Does the product last them long enough? Like, for example, let me mention this to you guys. There's a specific shampoo. I won't mention the shampoo's name, but there's a specific shampoo that I love using. I've had to change to that shampoo just last year because the value proposition that that shampoo offers is it doesn't dry out my hair as much. It doesn't. Now, you don't want dry hair because dry hair breaks. Dry hair breaks. Now, that's the value proposition. Washes your head, cleans it, but here's the other thing. It doesn't impact your hair as much as the previous product you might have been using. Now, that's a value proposition. Value propositions can be a multitude of things. Do not worry, it's not just one thing. It can be a multitude of things. So that means there can be more than one coming from one product. Now, when you've done that identification, it will then allow you to make your product different from a competitor's offering. Remember the three differentiation strategies that you can implement as an organization, as even a small business owner or a one-man, one-woman show. Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao for Global Parts tunovaungure ovapuike odonongo nova harupu okukuvatera tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudha ko Volkswagen, Mercedes Benz, Audi, BMW nuina twa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota
Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no top rank. Tuvada pomura rimbui o Naismith mo southern industrial area. Po global parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global parts. Global reach for best local advice and prices.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the eye.
Now, coming back, guys, from our extended break right there. Now, just remember, when you can see how your product can differ from your competitors' product offerings in terms of the value proposition identification, it will also allow you to make or to have an informed future with regards to your marketing efforts. I say informed future because then you at least will know how to plan your navigation course. What marketing activities to include, what specials to have, what specials to host, where to go, where to do this, where to distribute it, where people can find it. Because just being a copycat or just being someone that is working blindly somewhere, you know, without a clear direction somewhere, with everyone copying what you're doing, refining it, and then actually benefiting the most from the hard work you've invested, doesn't always sound like a very good thing to experience. Because ultimately, when investing in terms of identifying what your value proposition as a business owner, as a business, or as a product offering will bring, it will allow you to understand how to navigate in a market. The next one that you also need to understand, or that you will identify or will be able to see when you do when you conduct a competitive analysis, is that it'll enable you to identify what your competitor is doing right now. That is actually the easiest one to even do. You know? I know you start with introspection and then you start with the second one. First, looking internally and then looking externally, what's happening outside. For sure, those are the first two things that you need to do. But you should always be aware of the external one, because knowing of the internal processes is a given. You need to know what you're doing internally. You need to know. It needs to be a mantra. It needs to be a dogma that, you know, you need to follow that religiously in terms of understanding what your product offering is, what it does, what its value proposition is supposed to be or is. But if you look externally, meaning you start observing outside your scope of operations, outside your businesses or your products, range or field of influence, and you start looking at what the competition is doing, like I said, direct competition, indirect competition, and also alternative competitors. When you start looking at them, you start seeing, okay, so their product has that and it does this function. Their product can do a similar function like us, but they've got design issues or they've got a design benefit over me. Stuff like that. You start seeing such aspects. Remember, guys, it's not just about saying, yes, we are now operating in the same space. Yeah, so what? So what? What's your value proposition? Answer that question and it will lead you to the promised land. Well, it might take a little bit longer, but it will at least indicate to you some sort of, you know, true nature of the scenario. Now, this information, when you are identifying and when you start noticing what your competition is doing, this information is critical for staying relevant and also ensuring that both your product and your marketing campaigns are outperforming industry standards. Because guys, like I said, you cannot just be operating there in a vacuum, in space, there. No. You are not NASA, you are not Tesla, or what's the thing, or Starlink, or what's that thing from Elon Musk, SpaceX. You're not those guys. Your business is not to operate in a vacuum. Your business is supposed to be operating within a conducive market environment. Next up, competitive analysis also tells you where your competitors are actually falling short. Remember the SWOT analysis? And the SWOT analysis forms part of your bigger analysis. That SWOT analysis shows you what your strengths and weaknesses are, and what the potential opportunities and threats also are. And in the case of the opportunities and threats, you actually start seeing what those guys are doing. You match, you measure to you what you're doing. Are you doing something better than them, or are they doing something better than you? Is there some sort of equal footing offering situation? If there is, then why are the buyers, the sellers, the consumers, the customers listening more to me than to them? Or vice versa? Those questions. Guys, even if it's as basic as you just selling sweets. If you see that the person next to you is also selling sweets, but it's not the same sweets, but different sweets, and more people are buying from you than from them, that person is clearly asking themselves, why are more people buying from Dwight Sweets than from me? And when they start asking that question, it actually starts to formulate to them to adapt, to do something else, to observe, to identify possible things that they can adopt and also use. That means that you are being watched. You're being watched. Now, when you've identified where your competitors might be falling short, guys, this will help you identify areas of opportunities in the marketplace and also potentially test out new, unique marketing strategies that they haven't taken advantage of yet. This means you can either look at different places where they are using novel, meaning new ideas in terms of marketing campaigns and strategies, or you generate your own. You generate your own. Guys, so many times marketers have made use of seeing what is happening somewhere else and then bringing it here. And in so many terms as well, marketers have looked internally, looked externally, see what's happening in a different country. Nah. See what they're doing there in terms of marketing strategies. You analyze, you weigh up what is the current situation here in Namibia. You try to understand what are the benefits that can be derived. And then when you formulate the marketing strategies and toolkit around what you have, then you start identifying, but using the similar thing that they've probably used in Sweden doesn't always, you know, carry as much weight in the marketing message. So it means we might have to adapt and tune it so that it fits into a Namibian sense. Now let's get the first call in on this discussion. Eagle FM, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right, man. What do you want to share with us?
Can you take me out from there?
All right. Just hold on for me.
Yeah.
We'll quickly be stepping into short break and coming back right after this.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa manatse muyuni walelape. Lelape onkaro ompu wama futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokata vuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelape nenge utremo shifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. otovuru okuninga omafutilo goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goye giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero yambeko gomavaro, nomatumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseifere oshigwana ashihe shomoNamibia okuza owala poodola ndatu niithilinga itano metumaraka kehe. Lela Pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongodhi yoye. Patulula o account yoye oshali eto tulamo omauthemba goye. Inda ko kandjato koye kiimaliwa eto tulako oshimaliwa to udhitha shoka to pulwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okutulamo omauthemba goye, hogolola kutya owa hala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Longekidha etumaraka joye eto thindi mpoka pwashangwa send utume. Shampa watumu etumaraka joye otari tulwa ko Eagle FM, Imba, Lela Pay nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokutulako ilongwa moyoye yokomake. Tumina inima yoye ko digital@malaiti.com notai ulikwa meendelelo. Opo ukare waguza kukarandithi, tudengela nena kono rahe tatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahe tatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lela Pay, imo nena, nena. Tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of fate.
Now coming back, guys, from that short break, and before we get into another one, we take a look in terms of just finalizing some of these benefits in terms of doing your own market analysis. Now, understand, guys, understand that when you do this, you also will learn through customer reviews what is missing in a competitor's product and sometimes even in your own in terms of the products that you're creating, the services that you are selling. And then this will allow you to consider how you might add features, add to own a product or to your own product in order to meet these new needs. Because guys, regularly asking your customers, because you guys have seen these surveys, you've seen these engagement surveys coming through from ICT companies to physical product companies to services companies. They are all asking you, please leave a comment. Please leave a review. Please leave something. You get it even on your smartphone when you download a application, either on the Google App Play Store or on the Apple iPhone. Or the Apple iStore scenarios. In those same senses, they ask you to review the products. Now, it does not say that you need to give the worst reaction as possible. You do get those, obviously. This is ultimately only when people have experienced sort of like the worst kinds of service delivery or experiences with products, interactions. It's understandable. That does happen. That is always allowed, meaning it can be anticipated. However, understanding your reviews, your sentiments, your market intelligence from a customer base or consumer base will always be based upon the lines of understanding what can be improved, what extra can be done, what should be done, how were things done, and what were things in the past as well. Comparing it up now to new strategies, new techniques be implemented. Lastly, when you do a competitive analysis, it provides you with a benchmark against which you can measure your own growth. It's not just about setting your budgets or setting your revenue forecast. You'll also be able to see from your revenue forecasts or from your budgets what it is what you want to do in the next scope or in the next financial year or within the next calendar year even, in terms of understanding, where do we want to go from here? Where do we want to go?
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Now, this all brings us to our next point. What is competitive market research? Because in competitive analysis, you've got competitive market research. Now, competitive market research, guys, focuses on finding and comparing key market metrics that can help identify differences between your product and services and those of your competitors. Now, when you do that, comprehensive market research helps to establish the foundation of an effective sales and marketing strategy. You know, sales is part of marketing, but sales can operate on its own. Similar to like advertising. But advertising is a lot more linked or tied to marketing activities. Because with sales generates a lot of the hard data that the marketing would need. For example, sales volumes, quantity bought, amount of expenditure to be expected, amount of money that was gathered, who are the top clients, who are the lowest clients, who are potential top clients, who are the new clients, who are the old clients, how regularly do they buy, how regularly do they not buy, those kinds of questions, those kinds of sort of like data sets are always generated and collected by your sales teams. Now remember, your sales teams is a function of your overall marketing function. Your advertising function is another function of your marketing function. Understand that. Now all this, guys, is in the aim or in the goal of trying to stand out from the rest of the competition. Remember that. Doing analysis, doing reviews, doing marketing research is all about finding a way of standing out, of being unique, of generating your own presence in a market. Now, within that, competitive marketing research and competitive analysis in marketing, which is the same thing, leads you to see that every brand can benefit from a regular competitive analysis. They can. If you consistently do the exercise, you set up a schedule, and you consistently stick to the schedule. Now, this also allows them to signal that by performing competitive analysis, you'll also be able to identify gaps in the market, develop new products and services, uncover market trends, market and sell more effectively, and lastly, this will all then lead that these four components, will lead your brand down the path of potential achievement. I say potential achievement because it depends on which, you know, strategies you'll be employing, which strategies you'll be making use of. Because you can't implement all strategies, remember that. There's something as known as limited resources or finite resources. So know that the best or the most suitable strategy should be the one that you have to implement now. Now, you're going to ask me, Dwight, so how do we do competitive analysis? Well, the how is pretty straightforward. The how is all about you determining who your competitors are, determining what products your competitors also offer, researching your competitors' sales tactics and results, taking a look at their pricing, as well as also any perks that they might offer. Yes, guys, perks do exist. Perks, for example, like, let's say, do they make use of discounts regularly? How often? How long? How big are they? What does it do? Does it actually generate exponential revenue in a short period or in a short time frame or not? Do they offer certain other kinds of incentives if they can't offer a discount? For example, like saying, buy two pairs of socks and you get a free piece of underwear. Buy two pairs of, what can I say? Buy two pairs of no-name gloves for this winter period and get a scarf for free. In that same vein, you see that there are perks. And customers, guys, are very fine-tuned. The moment a customer hears there's something I can get for free, they will go pay the money. They will go pay the money. Next, competitive. When you do competitive analysis and how you do it, ensure that you're meeting competitive shipping costs. Always. Remember, shipping costs, transport costs, guys, get factored into your price, the price you charge your customer. It gets factored into it. Because we've got to understand, you can't just make a price without incorporating specific costs that you constantly incur on a daily basis. You can't ignore that cost. That cost has to come in to the price. It has to be factored into the price. That cost has to feature in terms of that when you know that you are selling 10 units of a product a day, those 10 units have actually leveled out the cost of every component in your operation. The cost from a salary to stationery that is needed, to your internet bill, to your cell phone bill, to the petrol for the car, for the business car now, not your personal car, the petrol for the business car, to electricity, to water, to the shipping, to the transport, to the warehouse, to the salaries for the employees in the organization. Everything needs to be factored into the price that gets asked. Everything. Also, you'll then also be able to analyze how your competitors are marketing their products. This will then lead you to the next one in terms of where you'll be able to take note of the content strategy of the competition. The content strategy is also important because it factors into the marketing that they use, that your competitors use. It factors into the marketing activities that they will embark on in future, and also what they might currently be doing. You'll also learn in terms of what technology stack your competitors also make use of. Technology stack is all about just, you know, is there any technologies used in order, not just for the production, but also for moving, warehousing, and also, you know, in order marketing this product on a wider base. Not lastly, but getting to sort of like the last embers of this discussion is that it will allow you to analyze the level of engagement of your competitors' content as well. Next, observing how they promote marketing content. And then look at their social media presences, strategies, and also their go-to platforms. That's from the website to their social medias. And then finally, all this that I just mentioned will allow you to perform a SWOT analysis in order to learn their strengths, their weaknesses, opportunities, and their threats. Remember, guys, that SWOT analysis thing is important. It is crucial. Not important. It's crucial. And you've got to do it regularly. You've got to do it regularly. Now, a SWOT analysis, guys, are sometimes done. I've seen, I won't say horror stories, I've just seen people conduct SWOT analysis on themselves without understanding also the external environment, because the external environment out there also dictates certain elements that impact you. You've got to understand that, guys, there's an internal and there's an external. Internal, you've got to see, okay, strengths, weaknesses. External goes to opportunities and threats. Opportunities and threats. Now, if you don't know what your opportunities and threats are, where they come from, who they might be, who is the avatars of these opportunities and threats, then you're still operating within a vacuum. You're still operating with just there in space, doing your own thing. When people are going like, but what are you actually doing? What are you trying to do? Now, you've got to align that, establish the vision and mission, or the mission and vision, or stay close to the mission and vision, and then work from there. Work from there. Now, understand, guys, never ever do a SWOT analysis on its own. Always try to collect the data, the information that I just mentioned now for each of those points. Always try to collect the information needed for said SWOT analysis. Because what is needed is you need to first gather intelligence. You first need to gather information. Then you come back and you do a SWOT analysis. You do the exercise. Because only from there, you'll be able to understand what those guys are up to. What are you up to? And where things are differing. Either are they differing more than you? Are they copycatting you? Are you doing something better than them? Are you copycatting them? Are you staying ahead of certain trends? Do you have a better communication strategy than theirs? Does this include your marketing and your advertising strategies and techniques and tactics? Does it? Or are you just following the leader, doing what the leader is doing? The leader is baking 10 fat cakes, then you're also baking 10 fat cakes. If the leader is, what, shaving 10 people a day as a barber, then you're also shaving 10 people a day as a barber. No. Try to see what you can do better. Try to see where you can improve. Try to see what extra you can do for the market, because the market will appreciate it. The market will absorb it, and they will take note in terms of any differ in terms of offering that you can provide. Now, remember, guys, this can be you as a one-man, one-woman show, or this can be you as a marketing executive out there who just wants to know, you know, what can we do in terms of bringing in a different dimension, doing something fresh, looking outside the box. Never place yourself in a box. Ever. Never place yourself in a box. But just try to look out, if there is a box, where this box is. What does it look like? What's its physical parameters? What's its physical movement space? And then you walk from there. Now that brings us up to the end, guys, of today's brand conversation here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And you were with me, Dwight, in this company of today's session. You can still catch me later on today on the Business and Economic Zone here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Stay tuned, as the On The Radar team are ready and almost getting there to coming into studio and bringing you the daily bulletin program of On The Radar.
Hello, Namibia. Inderapa manate muyuni walela pay. Lela pay onkara ompu wama futiro no kwethisa ngoka haguningwa pam karo gongodi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumara kagoe agehe na ngoka go paipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuma mombepo ethimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike kolela pay. Otovuru okutura omatumara kagoe mombepo. Tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM, nenge ka imba, nenge hoka ka lela pay, nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumara kagoe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumara kagoru kozi, omatumara kago mahio, omatumara kago maharero ya mbeko gomavaro, nomatumara kago kwa rukehe, ngoka wahara uteithire oshiwana ashikesho mo Namibia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumara kakehe. Lela pay, oharongo ngini. Konga, oka epa ko lela pay, kopli.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the